Hi, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Thanks.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine, by the way. I'm one of the regional specialists in the department. I handle pricing and details for your area. I understand you've been speaking here with Doug, and he's been explaining the basics of the program. So he did mention to me, however, that you had recently taken over what's now True Clean 1, correct?
Right.
Okay. And now the profile page that you were mentioning was the profile page on Google that shows True Clean carpet and upholstery cleaning, correct?
True Clean 1.
True Clean
1.
Okay, because I saw
one. There may still be a page for, there probably still is one for True Clean.
Okay. Yes, I see that one, but you said there's also one for True Clean. Is it the number one spelled out, or is it just one?
It's spelled out, right. It's all one word, but the O-N-E is spelled out on the end of it.
True Clean 1. Okay, I'll see if I can pull that up. So, you know, we offer a number of services, right? Predominantly, it's about the placement on Google there on the first page. We also do Google ads. We do Facebook ads. We even assist with Google Guaranteed. I'm not sure if you've ever heard of it. It just depends. Okay. And it depends really on the appetite of the business and, you know, what's within your budget. So if you could tell me a little bit about where you're trying to take your company to, what's the next level? Like, what goals have you set for the business that you're trying to achieve in 2023?
You know, we're just looking for a couple extra jobs a week. I mean, and, you know, honestly, we've been in business, you know, for 25 years, and people know us, and but you know, I still wouldn't mind having a better presence on Google, and you know, if it was something that picked up 10 jobs a week, we wouldn't be. You know,
okay.
But if we picked up a four or five jobs a month or something like that, it might be worth it. Just depends on what we'd have to pay to pick that up.
Gotcha. Okay, I think I found, I see the True Clean 1. It's as if it's one word. It says True Clean 1 carpet and upholstery cleaning. It does have your phone number. It's got pictures of some work. So I see that. And I think, excuse me, that there is a website attached, the Google profile one.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so I found the right one. Perfect. So, you know, if you're not looking to get like a whole lot of, I would say, you know, bombarded with a bunch of calls and jobs, right? The Google Guaranteed might be a program for you. So with Google Guaranteed, right, it's a program that Google created where you pay per lead. However, the lead comes in the form of a phone call, and you're not sharing it with anyone else. Mm-hmm. Now, there are requirements that Google requires for the Google Guaranteed program, one being any business has to that does this program has to submit a background check, okay? And what Google's looking for is just if you have felonies or criminal charges, just stuff like that. We're not looking at DUIs. It's just a typical background check that they run. There is a one-time $250 application fee, non-refundable. And I say that because if something came up on your background check, they'll reject it. It's the money's not refunded. So I like to be super transparent. Okay.
Right.
So it's about a 4 to 8 week process for you to get approved by the Google Guaranteed. And that's all they require is just a background check. They're not even requiring a license or insurance for the business. But I mean, I assume as long as you've been in business with the previous company, you probably have both or one or the other.
Yeah.
Okay. Now from there, once you get approved, we would follow up with you and we would just say, okay, would you like us to turn on your leads now? And I'm going to share the cost with you on the cost per leads. So let me go here. Now the business is registered just to confirm with you. I see the zip code being the 28403, right? That's where, I mean, it's registered, the business?
No, it's registered 28428.
28428? Okay. Let me take a look. Okay. So 28428. So if I put that here. And I'm going to select the carpet cleaning. So for the leads, we always like to start you off at the minimum monthly budget, okay? So the minimum monthly budget for the Google guaranteed would be $435. That gives you up to 13 leads. So your leads, your cost per leads are actually $33.33. Now here's the kicker on it. Let's say one of those leads, okay, was outside of your services. They were calling you to remove a tree. It's obviously a service that you don't offer. So Google credits that lead back to you. They credit it right back. Right. Now, let's say you only got one lead in the month, which I have never seen that happen, but let's say you did. What will happen is what's left over in that budget is going to roll over to the next month, which means the following month, you're only paying for the one lead that you received, $33.33.
Right.
Does that make sense so far?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, so we always want to ensure that you have that minimum monthly budget each month. So if you got two leads, then you know the following month it's rolling over, so you pay, you know, for the two leads at $33.33. If there's a time, let's say you're super bombarded with work and you need to shut the leads off, you give us a call. We shut off the leads, and when you need them turned back on, you call us and we turn them back on.
Right.
So that's how it would work. And that's the reason, you know, that they call it Google Guaranteed is because Google puts up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. It's like giving them, it's like giving that potential client a little bit of security that, you know, to be more inclined to selecting you. And the Google Guaranteed, when you do a search on Google, you'll see them, Kevin. They're the ones that are at the very tippy top of the page, and they'll have the green check mark, right?
Right.
So what do you think of this program?
I mean, I understand how it works. I'm just trying to run the numbers like,
uh-huh.
You know, if you've got 13 leads, and there's several other people who are Google certified or whatever, Google guaranteed.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I only ended up with, say, five of those jobs. That wouldn't be a very good money-making proposition. Our average ticker is about $160, about $160.
Is so your 33 average.
33 out of that, yeah, even if we got the entire, all 13 leads.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I would have to almost be guaranteed to get the 13 jobs for it to even make any sense. And I'm sure I wouldn't get probably but half of them at that. So probably not something that I'd be willing to give a shot at this time.
Okay.
I just am not sure the margin works.
And I mean, this is one option, right? This is one option. Now, the other packages that we offer, and I don't know, do you ever go on Facebook at all? Do you use Facebook?
I mean, I use it some. We don't really use it, you know, for the business. There is a Facebook, you know,
currently
one size.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the reason that I ask is because, and you're staying pretty local, right? Just within Wilmington?
Yeah, around the area, but yeah, the, you know, semi-local.
Say like about
know,
what, 20 30, miles?
45.
Or 30 to 45?
Probably more like 40, 45 miles.
Okay. Because the other package that I would recommend for you would be our Platinum package. The Platinum package, what that includes is, of course, optimizing your page to the first page placement there on Google in the local map, and then also creating content for you on Bing, submitting you to directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, which are just naming a few, and then also running Facebook ads. So with the Facebook ads, anytime that someone's performing that search, they're on Google, and now they're on Facebook, whether they're looking at pictures or stories, they will see your ad appear both on your desktop as well as on your mobile device. And it will actually help you reach more new potential clients. However, we make it unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, once they click on that ad, they'd be calling you directly. Okay?
Right.
In addition to that, I mean, I don't know if you're looking to have a new website. Are you pretty happy with the Google profile website you created?
At some point, we probably will try to put our own website up. I own a web domain. I just haven't.
What did you purchase it through? Did you purchase it through like GoDaddy or? Awesome. So I can actually include a website for you. It's at no additional cost, and we can create it through your domain. By using your domain, we can create you a website. It's actually a Google compliant mobile friendly website. And then we'll make sure that the website is also attached where we list your business. We do include the voice activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa. We give you exposure on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So pretty much it covers all of your bases, right? Now this package, what I would do, I'm considering a new business because you just recently took over the True Clean One. So with the new in business rate, you're looking at $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So it makes the initial investment to get started $398 and then $299 every month after that, month to month. There's no contract.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. Gotcha.
How do you feel about that package?
That might be something I'd be willing to look at. Like I say, I'm probably a couple months out from doing anything like that. We've got a bunch of, or several big jobs coming up. But that's kind of what I'm talking to this other lady about the last couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, it might be. I mean, I paid somebody $250 a month in the fall, and it, we just didn't get that much off of it, to be honest about it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I know with the SEO, you know, it takes a while to get stuff up, but it, at some point, you know, it looked like it was going to take longer than I would ever get money back out of it.
Well, with the timeline being said, you know, because I know you say you're looking at it a couple months out, and this will not happen overnight. It is going to be a process. So with our timeline, as far as the first page placement, you would have to add us on as managers, right? So that way we can optimize it. You'd have to add us on as managers to your profile page on Google, so this way we can optimize it, right?
Okay, I guess.
Okay. And so that, and this is stated in our terms and conditions, okay? The first page placement on Google takes between 30 to 45 days.
Right.
That's our promise. We do, however, like to, under promise and over deliver. Now, yes, there's been times where I have seen where it's happened sooner, but that is our promise, 30 to 45 days in the local map. The Facebook ads, those are up and running within 7 to 14 days. If we're building you the website from your domain, 7 to 14 days, it'll be completed. We send it to you first. This way you can take a look at it. Let us know if there's any changes that need to be made before it goes live.
Right.
The directory submission.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What was your question? I'm sorry.
Well, like you mentioned the Facebook ads or whatever. I mean, how much would you be paying for the Facebook ads? You're not talking about you run an ad included in the $2.99 a month.
Oh, it is included. It is included. So just to kind of give you the breakdown on it, okay, from the $2.99 that you're paying, we take $100 of that, Kevin, and we allocate it to your Facebook ads. You're not incurring the cost per click. We are. And the Facebook ads, I'll tell you the difference between those and the Google ads on the conversion rate. Google ads across all industries are about, I would say, about a 4% conversion rate. It's an average $10 per click, right, on the Google ads.
Right.
When you compare it to Facebook ads are a 9% conversion rate, which is a little more than doubled, right? And it's an average 50 cents per click.
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
And so we're allocating from the $299 $100 of that. You're not paying additional aside from the $299 a month. It's just the flat $299 a month. Okay? So Facebook ads, if we're building the website, those are up within 7 to 14 days, okay? The directory submission, that happens within 5 to 7 days. And then we also will send you a username and a password because we don't want you just taking our word for it that it's working. We provide you a customized tracking and reporting system so that way you can track your results with our program and see the keywords that you're listed for, how many times you appeared in the search results, how many phone calls you received, where the location of the search came from. So you can track all of that.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So let me just get back to, say, the Facebook ads again, because I've never run any. I mean, how do you make the ad?
So the ad is created with your content. We can add a picture on there. They can do like a special. And it'll have a call to action button on it, right? So if it says call us on it, when they click on that ad, they're calling you directly. If it says message us, when they click on it, you're not receiving a text message. What you're getting, Kevin, is a message through Facebook Messenger. However, if it says learn more, then it directs them to your website. And with Facebook ads, what it's doing a lot is retargeting. And I'll give you a perfect example, right? My husband does dialysis. And just the other day, I had to speak with one of the nurses at one of the dialysis centers. So I went on Google and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care Near Me, got the number and called them. Even today, when I go on Facebook, I'm getting this ad appearing for Fresenius Kidney Care, okay? Uh-huh. And it's because they targeted me as having an interest in their kidney care center.
Uh-huh. Right.
So if someone's looking for your services, Kevin, and they're just looking at pictures on Facebook, looking at stories, or, you know, sometimes they're even doing a search on there, right?
Right.
Facebook ad is going to appear because it's going to remind them, hey, you were looking someone who does upholstery cleaning or carpet cleaning. Here's a company that offers that.
Right.
So it's reminding them.
If somebody clicks on that and that comes to me, so that you're saying that takes like 50 cents out of my $100?
It's like an average 50 cents is what they say. It's an average 50 cents per click. But we make that budget to where you're having the full, you know, the full, how would I say, like you're getting the full effect of it throughout the month. You know what I mean? Because we're managing it for you. So because it's a management that we're doing, we stay on top of it. We want to make sure that you stick around, you know, that we retain you as a longtime client, right? Because the program's working, you know. We spread it out evenly, in other words, your budget.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I mean, could you, do you have something you can email over? So, you know, the business name and contact and stuff like that. So, you know, I can research, you know, you guys, or how does that work?
I do. I mean, we typically always send everything in black and white only because we want you to see everything in front of you, right? One thing I do want to mention, though, and where it sets us aside from other companies, right, and I'm sure you probably hear this over and over, but we really pride ourselves on the exclusivity. And really what I mean by that, and that's where the benefit comes from, okay? If we work with you on that first page of Google in Bing, we close out the category. In other words, we're not going to work with any of your competitors who are in the same area doing what you do. Because that's like as if we were working against ourselves. And, I mean, especially that doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit our company as well. Now, and that's why we were, in fact, reaching out to you today, Kevin, because this position just became available. And you, in fact, qualified with our requirements that we look for. We want to work with a company that has a good reputation online, which, I mean, on both of those profiles, even on your previous one, you have great reviews. Right? And I think we both agree. You provide a quality service. There's no doubt. You've been doing this for a while, you know? And we want to work with a company that is like that, provides a quality service, and that can handle more business here and there. This program is not geared to overwhelm you. and inundate you with a bunch of calls and jobs in one day. It's to provide you a steady flow of clients. In fact, clients that you can pick and choose the jobs you want to take without having that cost per call. Okay. So, are we speaking on a cell phone by chance?
Yes.
Okay. What I'd like to do is this, Kevin, because I work on transparency. I'm super transparent on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to send you our pricing page. Okay. I'm going to send you this link. It's going to have everything listed in there. Now, in this pricing page, I want you to keep in mind, of course, you're going to see, you know, our original rates, right? So typically, this package in particular runs $599 a month, and it also comes with a $299 setup fee. I mean, it's a little over $900 to get started, which I say is very expensive, right? I mean, I think you would agree with me on that. That's a lot of money. But because we're considering you a new business, being that you just recently, you know, took over the other company, is why I'm able to drop down your rate from $599 to $299 a month, and then your setup fee just being $99. You'll see it there on the link when you open it. It's going to give you information on our company. We're located in Fountain Valley, California. We've been doing this for now. We just turned 18 years in business this past December. And meaning with us being a Google channel partner, what that tells you is that our technicians are highly trained and certified. And in order for us to be, you know, Google channel partners, we've had to meet, you know, the requirements that Google requires, and that's for us demonstrating the ad skills, the expertise, in fact, even meeting the net spend, right, the ad spend. So once we met those requirements is why Google allows us to combine our services with their advertising. So this is why our listings are exclusive, being that we work with one business per industry per area. So our goal really is to help you get found online, you know, with the top online search engines, directories, helping you generate more leads, of course, the most qualified leads and exposure, but at the least amount of cost. Also, assisting you with monitoring your reviews. So you'll receive, you know, you'll be alerted. You'll receive a notification whenever a review is left for you across any of the major review sites. We also make it easy for you to email or even send a text message with a tiny URL for clients to just click on it and leave you a review. And then also, what's, I think, the beauty of the program, as I mentioned earlier, is tracking your success, seeing what calls you're receiving, you know, where they perform the location of the search, receiving emails from customers through our local dashboard, you know, viewing your listings. So being able to track all of that. And then, of course, you know, it's not just like we sign you up and we say, okay, you're up there, good luck. I mean, we're consistently managing your account. So you'll have a team that's dedicated to your account here within our company. We don't outsource it. They assist you with any updates, changes, questions, concerns regarding your account. We want to make sure that, you know, we know for a fact, as long as you're successful with our program, that's going to also equal our success.
Right.
So that's why we are consistently managing. And then, of course, you'll see the different packages that we offer. We have the Pro, the Platinum Premier, and then the Ideal Package. The package that I offered you is a Platinum, and it'll show you everything that I mentioned that's included. Do keep in mind it does include as well, it's not noted there, but in the email it is noted, that it includes the Amazon Alexa, Google Home, which is what we call the voice-activated searches, right? It also includes as well the mobile platform package, which means whether they're utilizing their iPhone, Android, their tablet, you know, searching for your services, they're still able to find you on that first page immediately using any of those devices.
Well, I guess let me ask this. Is would they have to enter TrueClean 1 to pull up on the first page, or they enter Wilmington carpet cleaners and then it would
what they're going to enter is like carpet cleaner near me. If they're in Wilmington, they're going to get the guys that are on that first page. They're in Wilmington. So how they're going to find you is not by your company name, it's by your keywords and your search terms. If they're typing in carpet cleaning, upholstery, you know, any of those services, that's how they're going to find you. We're very specific to the keywords and the search terms that are going to get you found, the most profitable ones. Yeah, okay. If they don't know your company by name, right, how are they going to find you? They're going to search service that they need. So, and that's something that's also conducted in your client interview. They go over like all the different keywords and search terms because we want to make sure that we're using the most profitable ones so that you're being found.
Right.
You do the area rugs, you know, if someone needed an area rug cleaning, you know, you also do the hotels as well, right? Not just residential.
Right.
I mean, you're doing commercial as well. Yeah.
Right.
Rentals, you know, schools.
Right. Yeah, but when it says near me, like what, how is that located? You know, how is that triangulated?
Yeah.
The reason I say that is because originally TrueClean, the company I bought out, that you guys called me through, it's in Wilmington. It's at a physical address in Wilmington. But my address, I never changed it to a street address because I wanted people to realize we were the same company. But my P.O. box address is 20 miles away from there, and I appear on Google Maps as one of the three companies that comes up already where I am now, Carolina Beach, instead of Wilmington. So I'm willing to keep the TrueClean, you know, I mean, it's online, it's free, Google hasn't taken it down or anything.
Right.
It's the same phone number, you know, something like that. So I wonder on the near me as how that works exactly.
Well, how it works is like this, right? So any device that you're using and you're performing a search on Google and you just type in carpet cleaning near me, right? Mm. Google recognizes the IP address on your locations from where you're at. So like, for example, if I use my iPhone, okay, and I type in carpet cleaner near me, it's going to recognize my location, which I'm in Fountain Valley right now, right? So it's going to pull anybody that is around me from where I'm located at because I have my locations on. So it automatically knows the location of my phone and it'll pull anybody around me that's a carpet cleaner, right?
Yeah, I guess
in Fountain Valley.
The around me part of it. How do they
how
know
far
that,
does it cover?
Yes.
Okay, so the local map, what the local map covers and what they consider your local area is your zip code and about 10 to 15 miles around your zip code. So from wherever you're performing that search, okay, and it has your location, right? If you're using your iPhone and your locations are on, if I'm in Fountain Valley, it's going to pull any carpet cleaner that's within 10 to 15 miles from where I'm at in Fountain Valley by my location, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I live in Anaheim. If I'm in Anaheim, okay, and I'm on my desktop IP address is where I live. So it's going to pull anyone 10 to 15 miles around from where my IP address location is at in Anaheim because I'm using my desktop.
Right.
So it really depends on where they're performing that search from on how you're appearing, right? That's what's going to determine it.
Yeah, because that's just what I'm trying to think of. Like, I'm already on the page now because Carolina Beach is a small place and I'm the second person listed and I'm not having to pay anything for it. You know what I'm saying? And I mean,
I do. So here's my
question. That's what I'm trying to balance it all out.
Here's my question, Kevin. What is it, you know, you said you're trying to get in a couple more jobs, right? And I'm not saying that the first page where you're at right now isn't working, right?
Right.
But
well, I think this might make it more simple.
Okay.
Probably 90% of our work is from somewhere that wouldn't be included in your near me.
Okay. Got it. So that's why with the package that I'm offering you with the Facebook ads, that's why I offered you that package because it's going to allow you to target those that are outside of what's considered your local area. anyone that you want to reach outside of those 10 to 15 miles, you either have to do one of two things. You either run Facebook ads or you run Google ads. Google ads, you're looking at $4.99 a month, just so you know.
Right.
And Google ads, I mean, they're more expensive. But with Google ads, they're on a rotation as well. So that's why I offered you the package with the Facebook ads,
yeah,
because it's not as costly, and
yeah,
it's still a really good conversion rate.
Would make more sense, but that's what I'm worried about on the targeting. Can we target places that would be outside of the mine near me?
Yes, because with the Facebook ads, you can cover as far as 50 miles with the Facebook ads. If you want to target specific cities, you can do that too with the Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm.
Either or, 50 miles is the reach for Facebook ads from your location. Yeah.
And then the $2.99, are you doing like the SEO work too, or is that
separate? Yes, sir. Correct. It's included. That's the local SEO. Yes. So we include the local SEO, which is with the local map, right, on the first page. We include the directory submission, the Facebook ads, so that we reach, you know, 40, 45, or 50 miles is the furthest you could reach with the Facebook ads.
Right.
We include also, if you want us to build you that website, we can do the website as well at no additional cost using your domain, okay?
Right.
And then, and I'm assuming you have the login credentials for the domain, right?
There somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, I do, but it's been like 2 years, so
it's okay.
I paid for like a 2 or 3 year thing up front, you know.
You want to look it up, Kevin, because you want to make sure that you still have that domain, because if you don't renew it on time, it, like, someone can grab it.
Right.
I was speaking with a gentleman. I was speaking with a gentleman, and he wanted us to use his domain, and so all of a sudden, he was like, well, I can't, it's telling me to purchase it. And I said, when did you purchase it? He's like, 5 years ago. I'm all, you never renewed it? He's like, I had to renew it. And I said, oh, my goodness.
I checked, you got to renew it.
Okay,
I
good.
I checked in the last couple of months, and it said that they would have to negotiate something if I was interested in getting it. So I'm sure it was me that was on the other end of it.
Oh no! This was a whole different company. I was talking about.
I know what you're saying, but yeah, I went back and checked or whatever, and I mean,
oh, good.
Somebody owns my domain, and I'm pretty sure it's still me, or whatever.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but, and I mean, it, like I said, I mean, just as long as you have your login, we can definitely create it from your domain. We would prefer to use your own domain, right? And as long as it's a GoDaddy, that's good. A lot of them try to use Wix, and for whatever reason, Wix blocks anybody, any company from creating from their domain. I don't know why they do that. They make it more difficult for the person that purchased it, you know?
Right.
But they have the reasons.
And somehow or another, you say this can be from like the Google My Business can forward to that. That'd be the website hooked up to the Google My Business.
Yes, correct. So it's just up to you whether you're wanting to have us, you know, work on the one for the True Clean one, or if you're talking about your other one.
But if I do the other one, though, you could switch that out in place of the Google one.
So what we would do, yes, correct. So when I'm looking at the True, let me go back to it. I just had it up right now.
Just has maybe some business hours or something.
Yeah, the True Clean one, carpet and upholstery one, is the one that has the Google My Business website. So what I wanted to ask you is this, right? Have you ever thought about, because Google gives you more citations and recognizes you more when everything is consistent across the board, right? So you have these two different profiles, right? So typically they like to merge them into one profile.
Right.
So it doesn't look like it's two different companies. And they typically like to keep the one that has the most reviews.
Yeah, I mean, I've always wondered what would happen, because right now somebody is calling my phone number because of the near me is in Wilmington, where 90% of our work is from.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They're finding that page, even though I have nothing to do with that page any longer, but it is my phone number on that page.
Right.
So to me, I've always thought that I'm probably getting, I know I'm getting business on the, from the Google My Maps down here at Carolina Beach, because that's where a lot of our calls are, do come from.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like it would limit me if I no longer had that on. You know, the one in Wilmington, the old one that's just True Clean.
Right. Yeah, because when I'm looking at the one, like I just typed in carpet cleaning in Wilmington, I see you, like you're like number six, right, on the first page.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember where they,
a long time ago.
Yeah, do you know where they pin verified the True Clean one? Where they pin verified that one?
What's that question again? I'm sorry.
The True Clean one, you have access to that. To
yes,
that profile.
Yes, that
okay.
My, yes, that was the one.
Where was that one pin verified? Do you remember?
Probably Carolina Beach. I mean, that was, I probably put my P.O. box address with that instead of a physical address.
I don't think it would have been the P.O. box because they do not, they won't pin verify at a P.O. box.
Well, I know I never gave them my physical address.
Uh-huh.
And when you pull it up on the map, it doesn't show, you know, a pin deal on there.
Yeah, usually I'll tell you when we pin verify a business, you use a physical address, right? It's what they call your home office because you work from your home, you know. But the address doesn't appear anywhere on Google. We hide the address because Google doesn't want your physical address showing at all.
Right.
Like they want it hidden.
Well,
yeah,
I don't
even
know
if I'm
how
looking
that
at Carolina Beach, I don't even see it. The carpet, the True Clean one coming up. I'm doing search. It might have been Carolina Beach. I see you. Actually, I just found you. You're like on the third page. So it must have been Carolina Beach where you pin verified it.
Yeah.
Yep, I see it there.
Maybe I possibly did give them my physical address here then.
Yeah, because I know for a fact, Google, they will not pin verify at a P.O. box. So you could have possibly done it at a physical address, but it does show, because I typed in, you know, carpet cleaning Carolina Beach, and I found you on the third page. You're on page three.
Well, I guess I'm probably looking at something different. But where it shows the map, if you enter carpet cleaners Carolina Beach, and you scroll past the sponsored ones, and it shows the map. It's Blue Water, True Clean One, and Oceanside. Those are the three. And that's what I get probably the most of my advertised type business. I won't say advertised, but, you know, not
yeah,
new
it's
business.
Still considered, it's still considered the local map. Like even when, for in fact, even when I'm looking at, when I just typed in carpet cleaning in Carolina Beach, I see, Zero Res Carpet Cleaning, which is a Google guaranteed.
Right.
And then I see Blue Water Carpet Cleaning. And then I see Oceanside Carpet Cleaning. Those guys are on the map. Heaven's Best Carpet Cleaning. Charlie's Super Clean. Coastal NC Quick Dry Total Cleaning. Green Steps Carpet Care. I mean, these are all the ones that are appearing on the first page. But the first guy that I saw on there is a Google guaranteed, which is the Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So the one thing with the Google guaranteed too is it allows you to target, you know, wherever you want. If you want to be specific to targeting certain cities, that's the same thing with the Google guaranteed. But, you know, I know that when we talked about that, you're like, it doesn't make sense, right? On what your average cost is.
Well, what I'm worried about, I guess, is, I mean, when you enter the, if you put carpet cleaners Carolina Beach and you see the map, you see, there's a map. It says businesses. There's a map. Are we not listed on yours as the second one? Blue Water, True Clean One, Oceanside.
No. So when you're looking at the map, right, what you see is like when you type in carpet cleaners near me, the very first thing you're going to see is Google guaranteed, right? Then underneath of that, you're going to see the ads, which are the sponsored ads, right? And then you'll see businesses. You'll see the map to the right. Like I'm looking at it from my desktop, right? And I see the map.
Okay.
And next to it are businesses listed. Okay. So that's what they call the local map. Sometimes you'll see like three of them. So when you click on the more businesses, this is going to give you everyone on that first page. Google guaranteed, Google ads, everyone on the first page in the local map, right?
Well, I guess is what's throwing me off is when I'm doing it, I'm on my other cell phone looking at it on my personal cell phone. It shows us, it doesn't show us on that map, but it's below the map. It lists three and we're the second one listed. And that's where I get all my new business from. And I don't want to lose that spot by combining or, you know, combining to the one in Wilmington. And, but I hate to lose the one in Wilmington because it's ranked higher. If you hit on more
right.
businesses, I don't even
right.
have to hit more businesses on the Carolina Beach one. I don't know. Apparently that looked different than, on your screen on the desktop than it does mine.
Well, yeah. I mean, and then remember, I mean, I'm typing in from a different search bar, but I mean, it's just because when you look at the businesses, it's the same phone number, right? We just don't like Google to throw up any red flags. Any red flags
right.
at all. So we like to be cautious. And that's why
right.
I'm super transparent. Other companies, they'll do it. And then later on, you have a red flag or something's taken down or they suspended something.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're in problems, right? And
right.
other companies won't be transparent with you like that. I like to
right.
be. Only because
right.
it's important for you to know everything.
Right. Well, that's one of the reasons I've been a little hesitant to get totally involved in this is because I have wondered what, you know, if they would suspend something or do something. I mean, you know, I'm not pretending that, you know, anything on that other site, but I don't want it, you know, necessarily taken down because somebody's looking at that site as they're the carpet cleaner near them.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
if it's
no,
not
I
on the first page.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, I don't know what the other gal's telling you. I don't know what she's doing. I just work on transparency because I'd rather that you know everything than if we do it and then there might be a hiccup along the way like that. I always like
right.
to just, I mean, that's just me, you know, whether
right.
you sign up with us or not, you know, because I've seen it many times before where businesses have signed up with other companies and they got like three different profiles. It looks like it's three different companies and they're complaining because they're not getting any results. Well, yeah, because Google, we always run, it's called a scan, right? I mean, unless if you're strictly running these as two separate businesses, then that's a different story. If you're running it as two completely separate businesses, then there's
yeah,
no
sure
reason
I'm
to
not,
merge it.
For sure I'm not running it as two separate ones.
Exactly.
You know, like I say, I don't know. I mean... You know,
so
I,
the goal of you
prefer
having
if we,
the two, the goal of you having the two profile pages is so that you're coming up, you know, in Wilmington where you're at and so that you're targeting that other area as well.
Well, that's part of it. I guess the other part of it is people that have known us for over 20 years know where that address is. There's not a
right.
week goes by that somebody doesn't say, yeah, we're just right around the corner from your office.
Yeah.
Which we
yeah.
still, you know, we still rent the building, you know,
uh-huh.
but that's not where we're truly located out of.
Right.
Any
right.
longer.
Right.
You know, so it's been, I didn't want to get people confused with a
right.
different name, you know, and if it's located at a Carolina Beach, people would be like, well, I thought those guys were located out of Wilmington. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I bought this almost 3 years ago and, still, they, yeah, just this last week, somebody said the same thing. You know, we're just around the corner from you guys.
Right, right.
But, I mean, if you can do something without merging the two and just focus on the true clean one, you know, carpet and upholstery and Facebook ads and whatever, I mean, you know, with the SEO, I mean, I think I would be interested for those prices or at least – try it for a few months if it's not a long contract.
Yeah, it's not a contract. The only thing we ask, Kevin, is that you just stick it out 2 months. We call it a 2 month verbal agreement, right? But again, you're paying monthly because we do like earning your business month in and month out. I mean, if you want to focus just on the true clean one and we have nothing to do with the other one, then that's what we're going to do. So what they do is they run a scan on the true clean one and they just want to make sure that wherever we're listing you, that everything is consistent, you know, with that business, right? But I want to get clarification because I want to make sure that there's not going to be, that it's not going to be like trying to merge it automatically.
You know what I mean? I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it might, I know, I don't want to put you in a bad, you know, spot or anything either.
No, I don't want to put you in a bad spot is what it is. you know what I mean? Can you give me a second? Let me just find out. Let me reach out to my manager because again, I don't want to do that to you. And then it's like, oh man, it's going to merge them. If you give me a couple, just give me a couple minutes real quick. Let me just reach out to him.
Uh-huh.
You still there?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to try to chat him because he didn't answer me. I was trying to call him. Let me see. I'm going to ask someone else. Wants us to manage his true, let me see, for true clean one. I just want to make sure. Okay, the True Clean one is in what location was it again?
Carolina Beach.
In Carolina Beach.
Right.
I just want to notate it, be descriptive. In Carolina Beach, North Carolina, he has, that is True Clean carpet cleaning and upholstery in a different in Wilmington. I'm just going to put.
Right. But it is the same phone number, but that's, you know, kind of
In Wilmington. Okay, so I just noted on there that okay.
But I think even the original call was for the true clean.
Right, the true queen.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting to see what he says. I just put in there that, you know, you wanted to see if we could manage that profile, right, for the one in Carolina Beach.
Right.
Okay. So here's how we can do it. So if we put I'm going to ask them a question. On the one that he wants us to manage, can we do it that way? Okay. So what he is saying is that because the phone numbers are the same, right? So he said we can, like we can do them, like without merging them. But you would need different phone numbers and websites, right? The other one, you don't even have a website on there, so that's fine. We would be creating you a website. Now, the work around it, okay, which is an option for you, how we can do it is, you know how the one in Carolina Beach has your phone number, right?
Right.
So what we would do to prevent it, right, in order for be on all the ones we were, okay, awesome. So how we would do it to prevent it from Google trying to merge them, okay, uh-huh, is by us putting, it's what we call a tracking number, right, that is linked still to your phone number. So even when they click on that tracking number, it's still ringing to your phone. And that's uh-huh, how we can do it without it merging the locations together into one. Because Google, what they're going to see eventually, even if you don't sign up with anyone, eventually they're going to see,
right,
wait a minute, there's two companies, right, in two different locations with the same phone number. And I've seen it happen to others where they're like, my business was suspended and I don't know why. And this is someone who's even, you know, before they've even signed up with us. And I know when I've gone to my manager about it, he's looked into it and he's like, because he's got both businesses with the same phone number, and Google will red flag that because to them, they see it as like, okay, this company is like putting all these different locations. Did they move? So they'll like red flag it and suspend it until it gets resolved. Like, did you move a location? And that's why you have a second one.
I understand.
Yeah. So the way that we avoid that, right, he says, is we would just put a tracking number on the one that you want us to manage, that's still going to be linked to your phone. And with that tracking number, Kevin, you also get, it's an app that you download from the App Store on your phone, and you can track all of the calls and messages that you're getting.
Huh.
And you can even block spam calls. So that's the way we can do it. He said we can definitely keep them separate so that they don't merge. But for us to do that, we have to have a different phone number and website, which the other one doesn't even have a website, so you're fine. We would just put the tracking number is how we would fix that. That's still linked to your phone.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, sounds like that might work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And
because to be
2 months. Verbal.
Yeah, 2 month verbal. Yeah. Absolutely. Just 2 month verbal commitment. That's it. You're paying month to month. And any time that you decide you want to pause it or cancel it, you just call us 3 business days before that next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring that charge.
How many days? I'm sorry.
3 days. Three days before your next billing is due. So typically, like the way it works, right, is because your payment would be made on the 31st, so typically it's going to be at the end of the month when your payments would automatically be. So you would pay the $398 today, and then next month on the 28th, because, you know, February is always a short month, on the 28th you would be charged the $299, okay? And then every end of the month. So if it's 31 days in the month, on the 31st is when you're charged. If it's 30 days, it's on the 30th is when you're charged.
Gotcha. All right. let's see, is there any way to schedule something like this to start at the end of February, or it's now or no deal?
Well, here's the thing, because the position is available. I mean, if you decide let's move forward, then of course we're going to close out the category, right? In order for me to close the category, we have to at least start the process. As far as like, you know, the online presence, remember, it's going to take some time. It's definitely not going to happen overnight, right? I always like to say, because a lot of the programming is going on in that first month, I always like to say when you're going to feel the strength of the program is really in that second month.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. I just wasn't, I don't know if I'm going to really be able to give up $400 today. They just took
out
for,
let's talk.
My fourth quarter taxes were due.
I get it. I know my brother-in-law has
debited out of my account today.
Oh man. Okay. So let's talk about that then. So it's the initial investment right now that's kind of tough for you, so that I know where I can help you at.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, like I say, I'd rather not kick out another 400 after what I've already had to kick out today, just to be honest about it.
Of course. So let me ask you this, Kevin. What if I can ask my manager to give me the approval code to offer it to you at my friends and family rate? Okay. Mm-hmm. What it does is it'll actually waive your setup fee. So you have absolutely no setup fee. Okay.
Right.
And it's actually going to bring down your cost to $249 a month, because I get two credits that I can use a month for any friend or family that wants to promote their company. But I mean, of course, I have to have a position available for them, right?
Wow.
And honestly, I don't know anybody that owns their own business. They're either retired or they work for someone. I don't mind going to bat for you and asking him if I can give it to you at my friends and family rate. So, I mean, and the $249 is always what you're going to pay, no matter how long you're with us. Whether it's 6 months or 6 years, you're coming in at my rate. So it would be $249 for you to get it started, and then you pay $249 every month after that.
Okay. And is it on, what, I give like a debit card number, credit card number? The only reason I say is the people I used in the fall, they weren't supposed to keep charging, but they did keep charging. So that's why.
No. I walk you through. In fact, I walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. It's for your protection. It's going to state in there that the initial cost is going to be $249. It's going to state that it's a 2-month verbal agreement. Your next payment is going to be charged on February 28th in the amount of $249. It'll state in there that it's a recurring payment. So every 31st of the month, unless if there's 31 days in the month, you'll be charged on the 30th. If it's 31 days, you're going to be charged on the 31st of the month, just the $249. It's also going to state in there, if you want to cancel or pause your agreement at any time, you just call us 3 business days. You always want to think 3 business days before the end, before the last day of the month to cancel it. That's it.
Right.
You just say, I want to cancel, I want to discontinue, or I want to pause it, whatever you want to do, and we cancel it. This way you're not charged, and that's it.
Right. Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, how do I cut off the card or whatever if I decide to do that? I mean, I know you said I can call or whatever, but it was the same deal with this other guy, and he accidentally ran it for another month. And
oh, my gosh. No, not at all.
My credit card, get a new credit card.
Not at all, because here's the thing. If you're calling to cancel, it's canceled. That's why I always say call 3 business days before that next billing is due to cancel it. Even if you call me and say, Nadine, I need to cancel, I'm going to let customer service know, listen, he's canceling. You guys need to call him, and they'll call you right away because they want to make sure that they confirm with you and not just saying that I'm saying to cancel it. They still need to confirm with you. Okay, we're going to proceed with the cancellation, and you say, yeah, and that's it. I mean, they'll ask you, was there anything we didn't do on our end? You know, is there something we could do to resolve it? But if you're canceling, you're canceling. We don't want to charge your card, because then that's a charge back on us. We're avoiding those. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why I read it.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. I just kind of hesitant to give a recurring card. But, yeah, I guess that'll work.
Okay. So I did chat my manager just to ask him, and he actually gave me the approval code. He told me to congratulate you on the new business.